And we begin this meditation, week 3 of our month, in increased mastery in the art and the science of manifestation. And we begin this meditation by relaxing our bodies. Our bodies are a perfect biofeedback system, allowing us, when we pay attention, to notice how open we are. For the more open we are, the more relaxed our bodies. And the more shut off we are, the more tense we become. There is a stream of well-being ever offering itself unto us. This stream of living water welling up from the center of our own being as we are open and allow. Oh, and part of the gift of a meditation time is to allow, to get in touch with, to let us relax our bodies, allow the living light that is the light of God to come in through the top of our head. Ah, feel that warming, relaxing, renewing light, the light of God moving in through the top of our head. As it moves down across the back of the head and our face, we feel our thoughts relaxing. We feel our forehead, our chin. Oh, we can let go now. We feel that light moving down through our neck and across our shoulders, down our upper arms, through our elbows and our forearms and our wrists and our hands, relaxing, renewing, restoring. With every breath, the light of God. We feel that power now moving down through our torso, down the spine, down our chest, every organ, every muscle, every tissue relaxing, restoring, renewing, in the healing light of God's power. We feel that power now moving down through our pelvic region, through the thighs, and our knees, and our calves, our ankles, our feet, our toes. And we feel the current now of well-being from top all the way down to the tips of our toes, the soles of our feet. Relaxing, renewing, restoring. We can breathe. We do not have to carry our lives or our world. In fact, we simply can't. But for a moment now, we give up the illusion, the pretense. And in that, we find a kind of relaxation and comfort, healing, relaxing and renewing and restoring in the healing light of God's presence. We are to bring our co-creative powers that we wield all the time, conscious or unconscious, awake or asleep. We are wielding great power, for great power is the source of our own being. We are one with this great power. We consciously choose now to align this great power with the highest good we know, the highest good we can feel, meaning that we bring to mind now a picture of that which we would bring forth that's in the highest accordance with what we believe to be the will of good. And we know that by the image brings us a sense of well-being, a sense of ecstasy in consideration of living in this life, both for what it's like for us, for our family, and for what it contributes to those we know and our world. We know we're on the right track by the sense of well-being we feel. Just as true, we know we're on the wrong track by the sense of discord we feel, the sense of concern, worry, fear, the sense of disconnection. All of those feelings are very strong arrows that we've gotten off track. So for now, in this meditation, right here and right now, bring to mind the imagery you're holding as you practice the science of manifestation as crystal clear as you can, with as much depth and color and tone, the fabric of the dream you're holding, as if there were a model of it right in front of you. Walk around it. See it from different angles. This is my life. And then we bring to that the other required part of the polarity that brings it into form through time, is feeling for and from. We bring the feeling tone now. We emotionally charge this image, bringing a believing capacity, amplifying, magnetizing, setting in motion through the natural law of attraction that which we would bring into time. For this you came, to bear witness to the glory of the one who indwells you, the glory of that one, to bring good into time, to anchor heaven on earth. For this you came. No one will bring good, a higher and higher order of good, into the world in the way you will. That's why God made you. That's why your desires, your preferences, you have a gift unlike anyone else that emerges through the lens of your own desires, guided by the preferences you bring. As you evolve, your preferences change. Your desires evolve. We must start where we are, become more conscious, and marvel and celebrate in the process. Leveraging this power means paying attention to when we're feeling a sense of well-being and when we're feeling off track, so that as soon as we feel off track, we return to the sense of well-being. We remind ourselves with the clarity of the picture, and we consciously choose to broadcast the feeling for and the feeling from that image, being reminded, I can have anything I'm willing to become. Pray believing, and all things shall be possible unto you, for with God no thing shall be impossible. Being with God means the image and the feeling are in harmony. The image is clear, and there is no discord, only harmony in the feeling frequency that is in alignment with and accordance of the image we are holding. So the image we are holding now is already here, and it is coalescing in physical form even as we speak. Hold the image and feel the feeling. It's already happening. This is what it looks like and feels like as we are manifesting our heart's desire. This is a miracle at work in our lives right now. This is what a miracle feels like. This is what a miracle looks like. The crystal clear image and the feeling that comes with knowing it's happening right now. No lack, no distance. It's happening right now. This is what it looks like. You are already a master creator. We just choose now to remove our creative capacities from lack, from yearning, from keeping it at a distance, and bring it home. We call it in. We recognize this is what it looks like as I am creating a miracle. As I, with the power of God, I'm choosing to consciously exercise both the science and the art of manifestation, my birthright to call in what I would choose, asking only it be of high accord, deep good, and a kind of result that brings an ever-increasing sense of well-being and contribution. I leverage the power that I wield every time I take my attention off that which is creating a sense of discord in me and bring it back, my attention, to that which creates a feeling of well-being in me. A perfect guidance system at every moment. Thank you, God, for the perfect guidance system that comes with paying attention to that which brings well-being, returning my attention to that every time I begin to feel a sense of discord. Thank you for the discord that I can return quickly to a sense of well-being, that you show me immediately when I'm off track. The art and the science of manifestation, focusing the image and paying attention to the feeling, well-being, using discord as my cue to lift my frequency, return to that which I would bring in, always with a sense of gratitude. Thank you, God. Amen.